This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are few gigs in which it is tougher to make it than in entertainment. Comedy in particular, stand-up to be even more specific. You go up on that stage, you start talking, and you just pray somebody out there laughs. If not, well, the phrase, don't quit your day job, does come to mind. Chicago is one of the hotspots of comedy in this country, Second City, most famously. Sean Flannery is a regular on the comedy club circuit here. Hey, Sean.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You bet. Good to have you with us. You have reached arguably the top or close to the top of your profession here in the city of Chicago, right?
Yeah, I've been lucky. I have two weekly shows here in Chicago, and they routinely sell out. I've been pretty lucky in Chicago.
Have you made it?
You know, I wouldn't quite say I've made it yet. You know, I still work a day job. I work in software engineering during the day. So I, you know, I basically have two full-time jobs.
You should get a voiceover job. You got the pipe.
Right? I do.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you should hear me after a few beers. I
don't. that's a whole nother
show. When I'm performing, but yeah, you know, I have two kids and a wife, and I need the day job for health insurance.
What does that say? What does that tell you?
Yeah, you know, it's. I often wonder that, especially in America. You know, I think it was Coolidge who said the business of American people is business, and I wonder how many businesses don't get launched because people are worried. Where am I going to get health insurance from?
Yeah, yeah. What was it like the first time you said, I'm going to try to make it as a stand-up comic?
Well, the first time I didn't have a family, and
yeah,
this is before I met my wife. So, and I figured, you know what, I'm going to have some laughs, and it's going to be fun, and we'll see where it leads. And I wasn't expecting to do as well as I did. And then it became, I had to make tougher decisions when I got married and had kids.
What's it going to look like when you make it? I mean, assuming something short of like getting on Leno and stuff.
You know, I don't really need to be rich or famous. I just want to support my family, ideally just writing jokes for a living. So I don't think my day-to-day life would look that different. I would just be clocking into joke writing.
Which is not a bad way to live.
Yeah.
What is your day like? I mean, you literally work 9 to 5 and then you hit the clubs on Tuesdays and Thursdays from...
I'm lucky. I have a much better support system than a lot of people who might be working two jobs. I have a day job that's great. I work in an advertising agency, and they understand my schedule, so I work kind of flex time. I usually go in there a little later, work till about 3, go home, play with the kids, then I go out and do comedy at night.
What has your wife ever said to you about this gig that you got going on?
She has always pointed out that I'm, if I ever leave her, she has to get 100% because of how much she works. And that's another part of my support system. I have a great wife, and she's amazing.
Right. How much longer can you do this, though?
Well, that's what I sometimes fear, is that this might be a young man's game.
Only sometimes you fear that?
But, you know, I feel when I get out of bed and I do two jobs because I see it moving in the right direction, and I think it's going to happen eventually, and I think it's going to happen before I'm old.
Okay, this is a tricky question. Define old.
I wonder if I can do this when I turn, like, 50.
Which might as well be dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dad, comedian, daytime software developer Sean Flannery. His one-man show is called Never Been to Paris. It's running now in Chicago, and we have a clip of it on our website, marketplace.org. Sean, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See ya.